Hello friends, we're back again. It's been a lovely morning, really hot. I was outside about 10:30, 11 o'clock having my can of beer, but I couldn't stick the heat. I had to come inside and get the fan on. Mary got the fan going for me. It was so hot I could hardly breathe. Anyway, it's cooling down a little bit now. It's been a queer week regarding weather. For the first part of the session that I last spoke to, it's been nothing but rain. And then for the past 3 days it's been like summer, sunny summer weather, but it's far too hot today, and I'm hoping it'll get cooler during the week. I cannot stick this heat. I can stick it, but I can't breathe. That's the only trouble about it. I can't breathe. So I've got to say, let's have some cool weather. Not snow. I don't like snow, but some nice cool weather would suit me fine. Anyway, as I said, it's been a queer fortnight since I last spoke to you. I did get introduced to a red wine, Glenarth, called. But the only trouble is, Michael, friend, a lorry driver, brought it from the continent. And he gave me a bottle, which was very nice. It was a sweet red. I can't stick a sec. It's just the sweet stuff I go for. I enjoyed it, but I can't get it locally. It's not so locally. But the man promised to, he said he could get me a crate. A crate. But the trouble is, when you open a bottle, you've got to drink it that day or else it goes bad overnight. So I said to him, no, don't bother, I couldn't go on like that. I'll be an alcoholic before I knew where I were. So I'll just carry on drinking my beer and enjoy it. And they'll be surprised now to learn what I'm going to try and do. The Sunday Express, or the Express as well, the Daily Express, they brought out some discs, eight discs, with Italian language on it. And the eight discs guarantee that in 10 to 12 hours, you'll be able to have a working knowledge of Italian. Well, I sent... Or I got it each day of the Daily Express, I got a disc. And he said 10 to 12 hours, you'd have a working knowledge. But I think in my case, you'll have to say months because I'm not in the through the first disc yet and I've had it a week. I can't get hold of that. I'll keep trying, but I know about 30 words of Italian, but the trouble is putting them together and making a sentence of it. It's most difficult. But anyway, as I say, I'm going to keep trying at it and see if I can succeed. It's not that I want to learn Italian, really, because I'm not going to Italy. But it's something to keep me occupied. If I can keep the mind occupied in these rather lonely hours that I have, all the better for me. So I thought to myself, well, there's no better way. At least I can try. I may not succeed, but I'll try anyway. Other than that, everything's all right. The health's been static, no bothers on that way. I get the catheter changed on Wednesday. The nice little girl will be along to change it. Momentary displeasure, but only moment. And then we can go on again for another 3 months. It's been nice knowing you, and it's been nice talking to you. And I've enjoyed some of the messages that you've sent me. I really look forward to them. So don't forget, even if you send a message, it's always read by Cathy unto me. She reads it to me. And I enjoy reading them. So for the time being, oh, there was a joke. Two friends were on a golf course one day. And as one of the friends were chipping onto the green, he noticed on the roadway a hearse passing. Procession of hearse, you know, the funeral procession. So he stopped in mid-air as his swing, put his golf club down, took his golf hat off, and bent down in prayer. And his mate says to him, by God, he says, you are a very, very kind man. You're very thoughtful to do a thing like that. You must be a really good man. So the man says, yeah. He says, well, after all, he says, I were married to her for 35 years. Cheerio. Oh, I want to say it in Italian. Ciao.